Carter that would say something. He talks a game of 45-minute shit. Wait. Can't do that.
The Gemara tells us in Sota Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph that Birchas Kohanim requires Amida. And 2 days ago we raised the possibility that this requirement of Amida, Birchas Kohanim, is so essential that perhaps a Kohen who sits for Birchas Kohanim might be missing even the Maisa Bracha, the Maisa Mitzvah. The Gemara has two shitos as to how we derive the psul of Amida. When I say psul Amida, I mean the requirement of Amida in the psul of Yeshiva. According to the Tanakhama, it's derived from the pasuk bracha, kosev varchu, the bracha element, because elsewhere we find in the Torah that bracha is b'amida, eliyamdu l'varech. But today I'm more interested in Rabbi Nosson. He derives it from a hekesh to avodas hakorbanos, avodas hakohen b'migdash. In Sefer Dvarim, in Perek Yud, the pasuk combines in one breath Sherus with Levarech Bishmo. And if you fast forward by 8 chapters in Dvarim, the Torah uses the same word Lesharis with regard to the Avodas Karbon on the Mizbeach, the Avodas HaKohen. And therefore, Rabbi Nosson has this equation, call it a hekesh, call it a gzeir shava, of lishares, ma mishares ba'amida, just as the Torah says in Dvar Yudches, that when the Kohen serves on the Mizbeach, it's going to be lamod lishares, so too, with regard to Nesias Kapayim, where the Torah says, lisharso ulevarech shmo, is hamavarech mevarech ba'amida. And that's the equation that generates this very essential requirement of Amida. And it seems that this is part of the definition of Birchas Kohanim. And it's brought down in the Mishnah together with all the other requirements of Birchas Kohanim. They have to recite the words, and they have to pick up their hands, and they have to recite the words properly in a way that's audible, that's a way that's intelligible, and at the same time they have to be standing. And by the way, you know, I noticed yesterday, I was at a Pidgin Aben, I was wondering why the Bala Simcha was very makpid that everyone should stand for the Pidgin Aben. I don't know. My personal feeling, again, I'm not trying to impose it on anyone else, is that Amida is a halacha. You shouldn't be taking lightly to it. Certain people who decide they're going to stand for Psukei Zimra, they're going to stand for Kriyat Shema, they're going to stand for this and stand for that. I'm not even sure if you should stand for a Chatzi Kaddish. I don't know. I'm just saying that. On the other hand, there are cases where I see that people are not makpid to stand. I'm not sure, but again, this requires a lot of research, but I think that under the chuppah, when the Sheva Brachas are being recited, the tzibur should be standing, as opposed to the Sheva Brachas during Zayin Yimei HaMishteh, when they sit at the Suda, there the Dafka should be sitting for the Sheva Brachas. What I'm just trying to convey is that just to walk around and tell people to stand, because you think that a Pidgin Aben is a big zach, which, okay, we'll make a big zach out of it, I don't mind. But I don't think we should be mezalzel with the halachic distinctions between yeshiva and amida. Sometimes the Torah, the halacha wants yeshiva, and sometimes the halacha wants amida, and we should be careful about that. In the case of Birchas Kohanim, the Torah clearly requires amida with this equation to the avodah to the lisharso. And that's the point here that's made both by the Chachamim and by Rabbi Nosson, just that Rabbi Nosson derives it not from Levarech, but from the avodah. Okay, I'm just saying I got off a little bit on a tangent, but Now, what I would like to analyze here is the nature of this equation between Birchas Kohanim and Avodah. The straightforward impression you get, the simple impression you get from Inosan is that this equation has to be taken very seriously. It's going to engender a requirement of Amida for Birchas Kohanim and Lav Milsa Zutrasi. Rabbi Sachman was asked me yesterday, what about a person on a wheelchair? Okay, we'll have to research that. A Kohen who can't possibly stand, what do we do? But Pashtus is, this is a Doraisa. The Torah defined this mitzvah in a certain way, and this is a Tzuras HaMitzvah. There are many requirements in Birchas Kohen and the Siyas Kapayim, and you can't just do away with them. So my question to you is as follows. How far do we go with this equation that Rabbi Nosson postulates between Birchas Kohanim and Avodah? If there's a psul of yeshiva, because the Torah requires an Avodah L'Sharis, Lavod L'Sharis, then what about Balmu? What about Shsuyayin? There are many cases where the Torah in Avodah has certain requirements, certain demands. A Kohen is not allowed to drink a revius yayin and then go up to the mizbeach and do the avodah. The kohen is not allowed to be a balmum and do the avodah. And I'm wondering, what's the status of a shesu yayin? What's the status of a balmum as far as birchas kohenim is concerned? The siyas kapayim. Is it a doraisa requirement? Is it a drabona requirement? Or it's not a requirement at all? And I'd like to study with you for a moment a Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus requires, you know, quite a bit of lefaneach, you know, to really take it apart. And I think Tosis does a beautiful job for us, you know, in trying to understand this sugya. The sugya basically in Tainus begins with the question of why there's no duchenin mincha time. In other words, the premise of the sugya is that just like there's Nesias Kapayim in Shachris, there should be Nesias Kapayim in Mincha as well. In other words, the Machayev of Nesias Kapayim is Tfilah B'yom, not B'layla, but B'yom. And therefore, Mincha should not be inferior to Shachris. In fact, Halacha L'maisa on a Tainis, we will have Duchenin in Mincha. On Yom Kippur, we will have Duchenin in Mincha. So we have to figure out how to work that out with the Ilah, but so that's the Sugyan type. And basically, the answer of the Gemara to unravel this mystery as to why we omit Birchas Kohanim Mincha time is what? Shichrus. We're worried about the drinking of wine. Then the Gemara goes on to ask the question, Minani Mili. How do you know that drinking wine is antithetical to Birchas Kohanim? And the Gemara tells us that we have a smichus aparshios between Parshas Nazir and Parshas Birchas Kohanim, which is going to be the Torah reading, not for this Shabbos, but for next Shabbos. Again, in Chutz Laaretz will be the first Shabbos after Shavuos, because they're still lagging behind. I'm going to be in Ritz Shem for Shabbos after Shavuos in David's neck of the woods out in Teaneck in Bergenfield. So they asked me for a topic for my Shia. So I quickly ran to the calendar to make sure that I knew what Parsha we're up to. So immediately I wrote back, I was going to speak about Parshas Baloscha and the various parts of Parshas Baloscha. So I sent this email out. And then all of a sudden it occurred to me, wait a minute, the calendar I was looking at is an Israeli calendar. And the chutzpah, so I sent out another email changing the name of the title of my shiur. But be that as may, Parshas Noso is famous for a few different things. You know, we have the Parsha of Sota, and the Parsha of Nozi, the Parsha of Birchas Kohanim. So here the Gemara in Tainus says that just like a Nazir is also B'yayin, so too a Kohen is not allowed to drink wine and then Duchen, Nesias Kapayim. But the Gemara goes a step further. The Gemara wants to know do we go as far as Nazir? Take your equation to Nazir, to the full, you know, the full 9 yards, as we say. And Nazir is prohibited in Chartzon. Chartzon are certain kinds of non-alcoholic beverages that come from grapes. And you soak grapes in water and so forth and so on. And are we going to go as far as to say, therefore, based on this equation, that a Kohen, if he drinks Chartzon, he becomes posel l'nesias kapayim? So now the Gemara shifts us to the other side. You know what? Instead of postulating an equation between Nazir and Birchas Kohanim, I have another equation, and this equation is very familiar to us. Amar Yitzhak Amar Kra L'sharso U'levarech Bishmo. That was the identical pasuk, if you recall, that Rabbi Nosson quoted in Sota Lamaches to prove that a Kohen has to be Nosias Kapu Bamida, just like the Sharso in Avoda, so too for Nosias Kapayim we require Amida. Here, the Gemara in Masechta Tainis is using that equation to Avoda, not to set up a requirement and engender a psul, but rather to be mafkia psul, to be matir what would have been asur, namely to allow the Kohen to drink chartzon. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If you're taking the equation between avoda of the carbon on the mizbeach, of the Kohen on the mizbeach, and nesias kapayim, take it one step further. Don't only use it lekula, you know, when it's convenient for you, as a stopgap measure, the equation to nazir, why not pull it all the way over to the avoda, to the sherus, and therefore derive the conclusion that a balmum, insofar as he's posel l'shares, should likewise be posel l'nesias kapayim. All of a sudden, the Gemara is going to pull it the other way, to nazir, especially nazir. A nazir, even if he's a balmum, is a nazir. So whereas Kohen HaMisharis HaGavim Mizbeach and Kohen Balmum are two antithetical concepts, they're mutually exclusive. He can't be a Kohen Balmum and at the same time be a Kohen HaMisharis HaGavim Mizbeach. With regard to nazir, Balmum is not antithetical to Nazir. You can have a Nazir as a Balmum, and therefore the equation between Birchas Kohanim and Nazir is going to tell me that a Kohen Balmum is kosher l'nesias kapayim. But it's very strange. And Tosis explains what bothers the Gemara. There's like a tension here, a tug of war between two Hekeshim, the Hekesh between Nesias Kapayim and Nazir, the Hekesh between Nesias Kapayim and a Kohen Avoda. If you had three boxes on a Luach, what you'd have in the middle is Nesias Kapayim. On the right side, you might put Nazir. On the other box, you put Avoda. And now with Nesias Kapayim being pulled in both directions, the Hekesh to Nazir would have engendered an Iser Chartzon. Oh, for that we're going to equate Birchas Kohanim to Avoda. And Avoda says that there's no problem of Chartzon. The equation to Avoda would have told me that there's an exclusion and disqualification of the Kohen as Balmum. And then we tip the scale towards Nazir to establish that a Balmum is kosher in the Seas Kapayim. So the Gemara asks the question, my chazis, what? How do you work your way through this very difficult set of equations here, these two equations? The makashis l'makshis l'kula, akish l'chumra. In other words, if you want to take the hekesh to nazir, from which you derive the isur shichrus, to its final conclusion, you should be machmir and exclude even chartzon. If you want to take the equation to avoda, to its logical conclusion, you should be machmir, and you should disqualify a Kohen Balmum for the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. And the Gemara's final answer here is, asmachta ninu midrabanon ulakula, which basically means that the Rabbanon are going to weave their way through, you know, through this maze, and they have the authority to decide when they want to equate Birchas Kohen to Nazir, and that might offer us a kula to be Machshir Balmum, and when they want to equate Birchas Kohen to Avoda, and that might generate a kula as far as Chatzon is concerned, and how did the Rabbanon have the audacity, or from whence did they derive this authority to do so, and decide that they can use this Hekesh Lekula here and this Hekesh Lekula there? And the Gemara answers, because the ganze business, the whole thing, is an asmachta de Rabbanon. And if you look at Tosfos, he really clarifies this so beautifully. This is the fourth source on your page. Tosfos there in Masechta Tainis. He says the following. Pirush, my chazis. Right? My chazis is a very familiar structure in the Talmud. My chazis. I mean, how do you weave your way around here, pick and choose? The Machshis Kohen L'Nozel HaHakiv L'Omar, that a Nozel is a Balmum, and therefore Kohen could be a Balmum, and he could be Mekayim is Mitzvah Nesias Kapayim. The Achshis L'Mishras, you're going to tell me, just like Shoris, Sherus Al-Gabi Mizbeach is Mutal B'Chartzon, so to Kohen is Mevorech U'Mutal B'Chartzon. Why not do the other way around? Achshol L'Chumra, let's go the other way around. V'Neima, come on, the Nazir also b'charetzon, Afkoin also b'charetzon, and therefore charetzon is also as far as Nesias Kapayim. Ukemosh Kohen Mishoritz, also b'balmum, balmum is antithetical to a Kohen of Oved, Afkoin amavorech balmum also, u'meshani asmachta. So again, there's a maichosis, why do you choose the kula? Why not use the two Akashim l'chumra? One Akashim generate a chumra as far as Chartzon is concerned. That's the equation to Noz. So the other equation to Shoreis, to Mishoreis, will engender a kula of Balmum. And when you have two different Akashim, basically the rule of thumb should be that we go l'chumra like both Akashim. In other words, each Hekesh is coming to be Mechadish HaChidish, and that Chidish is l'chumra. But the answer is that these equations, these Akashim, are only Durabonon. It's all an Asmachta. And, you know, what I was concerned about here was that in the same place, in Tosfos Chavav and Beis and Tainis, there's an earlier Tosfos, and Tosfos wants to know what's the status of a Kohen Meshumad. Meshumad means that he converted to idol worship, to Avodah Zarah. Now he decides to do tshuva. And what's his status? So in the context of Balmum, where Tosfos assumes, and that's the final word in the Sugyan Tainis, that a Kohen Balmum is kosher l'nesias kapayim, he says, Mikan yesh lochiach, and here he wants to derive by equation the conclusion that a Kohen who was Meshamid himself, he went through Shmad, and he now, after Hamoris Das, he wants to be Nosis Kapav, he does Tshuva, that he's Koshel in the Siyas Kapayim. So you see very, very clearly that Tosfos consistently understands that Lamaskana, the equation between Nesias Kapayim and Sherus, is only going to go Lekula. What does that mean, Lekula? To allow the Kohen Chartzon. But Lechumra, to say that any Kohen is possible for Avodah and Migdash, is ipso facto possible for Nesias Kapayim. And now Tosfos has two questions, two cases, two nafkaminas. Number one, Balmum, who's possible we Avodas HaMigdash. And number two, a Kohen Shehemir Daso, and now he does Tshuva. He's also Pasul Le Avoda. Should we now assume that these two categories should be Pasul in Nesias Kapayim? Tosfos says a flat no, because we only use the Hekesh Lekula. The Hekesh is only in Asmachta V'Alma. Don't take the equation between Nesias Kapayim and Avoda too seriously. Don't get all riled up about it. It's only an Asmachta. And the Rabbanan decided to use that when they needed to be Mekil. But the whole kit and caboodle is all Rabbanan. They are going to fashion these new psulim. And when they fashion the psul of Shesuyayin, they're going to do it with an equation to Nazir that's only going to go so far. It's only going to go as far as Yayin, but not as far as Chartzon. and they're going to use the equation to Avodah Lekula to tell me that, you know what, a Balmum is kosher for... they're only going to use the Lekula to exclude Chartzon, but we're not going to go as far as to take this equation Lechumra to exclude a Balmum, or, now to say it's another category of a Meshuman. No, we're not going to take those Chumras based on this equation. So Rabosai, what question am I about to ask you?
What about Amida?
What about Amida? Rabban Shalom, we have here Rabbi Nasa, who postulates that Amida is an absolute requirement, and if the Kohen is the yeshiva, that would undermine, that's a psul in the Sias Kapayim, because how do we derive this, says Rabbi Nasan, the equation between Nesias Kapayim and Avodah, L'sharso u'levarech b'shmo, just like L'sharso has to be lavo to L'shari, so too Nesias Kapayim levarech has to be L'sharso b'amido, lavo to L'shares. You see from Rabbi Nasan that he is taking this equation as a doraisa, as what we call a hekesh gomor. It's not just an asmach to the alma. How do you reconcile that sugyan so to Rabbi Nasan and the psul of yeshiva, which is derived from the equation to sheiros to avoda mikdash, with the sugya in Masechta Tainis, which is assumes that we will not take that hekesh to avoda on a deraisa level as a hekesh gomur, it's only a smachta, therefore we will not passel a kohen who's a balmum, and Tosus adds to boot, we will not passel a kohen who's a meshuman, and now is chozer b'tshuva. Now again, there are many ways to go here. You could say that la halacha, we can't accept both, you know, but the Rambam seems to accept both. The Rambam tells us that the only problem with a mum and kohen is only when there's hesek hadas. If he has some obviously, you know, obvious, blatant, you know, mum in, then it might cause people to look at him, this, that, and the other thing. But fundamentally, a bal mum is kashal avoda, exclusively kashal v'nesias kapayim. Again, not to equate the category of bal mum and all the different, you know, myriads of balei mumin that apostle Sharso for the Avodas HaMikdash with the mum, a very specific kind of mum in the psul with regard to the psul vart of Nesias Kapayim. And yet on the other hand, the Rambam requires Amida together with all the other major requirements of Birchas Kohanim, and you get the impression that that's a requirement of Raisa. So are we taking this to its logical conclusion or not? I didn't get a chance to research this. This is where I throw the ball into your court. But I noticed in the back here, the Sefer HaMafteach, when the Rambam tells us, Shenemar, L'sharso u'levarech b'shmo, he says, Drasha Gemura, and he gives you a whole list of marmakomos here on Drasha Gemura. Most of these svarim, honestly, I never even heard of. So you have to have a great library here. V'tzarech Iyun, he writes, Hacha keshu kach l'kula v'lo l'chumra, Maiser Okeach ben Yedid, Gufei Alochas Al-Gazi, Gvur Sario, that's the Shagasari, that we have to get a hold of. And then he has the Kiryas Sefer, and he has the Sfas Emes, and the Keren Ora, that's one of the Gedolei Achronim, Tofas Re'em, Ali Re'em, Zichron Yosef. I mean, the only Zichron Yosef I know of is a shul in Arnov, it's called Zichron Yosef. Okay, so I don't know. There's a long list of Mar Makomos for our research. But Rabosai, what would be your knee-jerk, you know, your intuitive response to this question? How can we separate between the sugyas and divide and conquer here? The sugya in Sota really addresses one kind of issue, and the sugya in Tainis addresses a different type of issue. When we talk about the equation between Kohen L'Nesias Kapayim and Kohen L'Avoda, can we break that down into two distinct dimensions? How is the issue of Balmum or Meshumad fundamentally different in its very essence, very nature, from the issue of Yeshiva and Amida? Michael?
I was going to say, why does that mean the Beis HaMikdash?
You know,
that is also outside
the Beis HaMikdash. So well, I would say, no. It's true that the Sias Kapayin has a special mitzvah, we've discussed that, but there's the Sias Kapayin in Gvulin as well. My question is that if you're asking, let's say you were writing a compendium of Hilchus the Sias Kapayin, and you wanted to list all the psuim and all the, you know,
all the requirements.
How would you divide this up into two parts? And both of them can be equated with the avodah, the kohen as an oved on the mizbeach. But they're two fundamental different issues.
One depends on the person himself.
One depends on the person.
And the other one is on the birchas kohanim itself.
Excellent. The ma'is avodah, rabosai. This is a very fundamental distinction. It's almost intuitive. The Gemara in Masechta Tainis is trying to define the categories of Psul Gavra, what I would call, of Kiddushas Kahuna. What kind of Kiddushas Kahuna? When is the Kohen considered sanctified, so to speak, with the sanctity, the Kiddusha of a Kohen, that he can be an Oved Al Gabi Mizbeach? And there are also two different levels of Kedushas Kohuna. I'll give you an example. For example, if a Kohen is doing the Avoda inside the Beis HaMikdash, what does he have to wear? His Bigdei Kohuna. That's a very severe requirement. If he's not wearing his Bigdei Kohuna, the Gemara says, Ein Kedushas Aleihem, and he violates an Issur Zaros if he does the Avoda without Begadim. And not only that, his avodah is psula, it's completely invalid. You have to do the avodah from scratch. Birchas Kohanim, Bigdei Kohuna is a requirement to engender that Kiddush of a Kohen who is Oved Al Gabi Mizbeach. On the other hand, there's another kind of Kiddushas Kohuna outside of the four walls of the Beis HaMikdash, which is called Gvulin. We give Matnos Kohuna, 24 Matnos Kohuna to the Kohen. He doesn't wear the Begadim. He eats Truma, and he has Kedushas Kahuna, but not that same level of Kedushas Kahuna that we require in Migdash, where the Begadim are necessary as a prerequisite to engender that Kedusha. These are all issues that address the status of the Kohen himself. And therefore, you can have a Kohen who is a Baal Mum, and therefore he's Mufka from Kedushas Kahuna Legabi Mizbeach. He can't do the Avodah, but on the other hand, he can eat Truma. The fact that he's a Baal Mum doesn't remove him from the Chavdalid, Matzas Kahuna. In other words, all these dinim, all these halachas that we have that are addressed here in the Gemara in Tainis and in many other sugyas in Shas about the kashrus of a Kohen, they all touch on the issue of Kiddushas Kahuna. When, under what circumstances, and for what mitzvahs, is the Kohen sanctified with Kedusha? That's not the sugya in Masechta Sota. The sugya in Masechta Sota is addressing a different question. What constitutes the Maisa Avoda of Birchas Kohanim? What qualifies as a bracha and what does not? It could be, and again, I don't know if we have to make a machlokas between Rabbi Nosson and the Sugin Tainis, I'm not sure. It could be that the equation between, the hekesh between Birchas Kohanim and Avoda and Lasharis is Doraisa. Enochinami, what does the Gemara mean when it establishes that we're talking about smachta derabbanan? The Gemara means the following. If you want to define what constitutes an avodah, then enochinami, from the perspective of the equation between Birchas Kohanim, and I'm talking about Nesias Kapayim even outside the Beis HaMikdash, and the Avodah, that Hekesh is a Hekesh Gavur. Rabbi Nosson is going to engender derived Dinim Doraisa to define what constitutes the Avodah. There's the classical Avodah of Lasharso, and then there's a subsidiary called a Tolda kind of Malacha, Avodah, which is what? Which is Nesias Kapayim. And what's the prerequisite, the lowest common denominator that equates both the Avodah on the Mizbeach and the Mishares of Levarech Bishmo Ulasharso? Amida. That's Rabbi Nosson. You want to talk about an avoda? You want to talk about a sheirus? The Torah has elevated Nesias Kapayim to the status of sheirus as far as the Maisa Sheirus is concerned. What constitutes what requirement to be possibly for the Maisa Sheirus? It's got to be Lama Ulu Sharso, Biavnit. The Gemara in Tainis is already on the level of, excuse me, a Drabonon. We're talking about Nasmachta Bialma, which means that to say that the status of Kedushas Kahuna and the requirements thereof that apply for Lasharso on a Daraisa level apply as far as the Nesias Kapayim is concerned. That means a Balmum is going to be possible for the Nesias Kapayim. That means that a Meshumot, even if he does Tshuva, is going to be possible in the Nesias Kapayim. No! That's halacha in Kedushas Kahuna. That's halacha in Kedushas Kahuna, legabi avoda, legabi the mizbeach, and therefore asmachta bial. What I'd like to try to prove to you is that the psul of a kohen mishumot who took upon himself to be an idol worshipper is a psul in regard to Kedushas Kahuna. And Kedushas Kahuna, which is the prerequisite for the Avodah Mizbeach, is antithetical to Avodah Zarah. How do I see this? How do I see that the Oved Avodah Zarah is Afkoas Kedusha? The Gemara tells us in the Masechta Avodah Zarah, we'll talk about it a little bit later on, in Daf Nun Beis, it's not on your page, that this psul of Avodah Zarah applies even to Kalim. If there are Kalim, klisharis, that were used in the process of idol worship, they are posel for the Mizbeach. You can no longer use those klisharis on the Mizbeach. They become posel. What is klisharis? Klisharis has Kedusha to it. As a result of that Kedusha that we makadish, the klisharis, it can be used on the Mizbeach. What's antithetical to that Kedusha and completely undermines it? That's the use for Avodah Zarah. And by equation, I would say, Kmochein, the same thing applies in the case of a Kohen who is Oved Avodah Zarah. His Kedusha is fine and dandy up until a certain point. As soon as he becomes an Oved Avodah Zarah, that itself is Mafkia, that Kedusha's Kahuna, that allows him to serve on the Mizbeah. A similar thing applies to Balmum, I'll be right with you. Although I wouldn't say a Balmum is Mufka like an Oved Avodah Zarah from Kedushas Kahuna, but I would say that there's some sort of a psul in terms of the Kedusha that's necessary to be a Kohen Oved Al Gabi Mizbeach in the case of a Balmum.
It's Kenegat Tosfos, though.
Oh, and Tosfos Shita is that a Meshumad who does Tshuva, he can be kosher again. In other words, we're not going to be totally, you know, we're not going to go as far as to say that the Avodah Zarah now undermines his Kedusha. We're going to say that it's a temporary kind of psul. But we're going to soon see that the Rambam argues with Tosfos, and the Rambam's opinion is that once the Kohen was over the Avodah Zarah, that's irretractable. No matter how much Tshuva he does, he can no longer serve on the Mizbeach. This is all indicative of the fact that the Torah requires a certain Kedushas Kahuna, and there's certain psulim that, with regard to that Kedushas Kahuna, which allows him to be Mishareis Al Gabi Mizbeach, disqualify that Kedusha, that Pogam, or Pogam in that Kedusha. For example, if you take a look in the Rambam has it, I think it's on your page, Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Tes Vav, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam has Shisha, Dvarim, Monim, Nesias Kapayim. There are six things that are antithetical to Nesias Kapayim. And the Rambam says that amongst these six, he's got Yayin. Okay, let's see what he says about Yayin. This is an Halacha Dalet in the same parak. He says, Misha Shasa Revius Yayin, And he goes on to make all sorts of requirements, kind of conditions. It's got to be Yain Chai, it's got to be Vasachas, he drank a Revius. Is the Rambam says, Eino Nose es Kappa. But wait a second. This doesn't seem to fit and reflect what we said. Because we said that all these Hakeshim are only Asmachos as far as the Psul Kohen is concerned. Meaning, if you want to apostle and disqualify a Kohen with a Sias Kapayim, that's got to be Derabbanan. That's going to be a smachta bi'alma. The Rambam, at least in the case of Shsuyayin, seems to assume that we're talking about a psul gavra, that's do'raisa. Then the Rambam has avera. What's avera? It's halacha gimel, avera ketzad. He's got ritzicha, and he's got ovar avodah zarah, and in both cases, the Rambam says, afal pi shasa tshuva, eino nosei es kapo v'liola. That's an irretractable psul. And this is something that we know from the Rambam in Bias Migdash. If you take a look, for example, the next last source on your page, the Rambam writes, Kol Kohen, Shalavet Avodah Zarah, etc., etc., Av Bishachaz B'tshuva Gemura, Lo Yishamesh, Bin Migdash Li'ola. So the Rambam seems to take this equation between Lisharso and Nesias Kapayim to its logical conclusion. And he does so in Halacha Gimel with regard to Oved Avodah Zarah. He does so in Halacha Daled with regard to Shesui Yayin. And the only thing I'm left with, which I don't understand, is that if the Rambam indeed took this equation to its logical conclusion, then the Rambam should have apostled all Kohen Balmud. Just like he's possible in Migdash, like Shuyayim, and like Ovid Avodah Zarah, he should be possible in a Sias Kapayim. But the Rambam in Halacha Beis in the same chapter writes that Mumin Ketzad, and he isolates certain Mumin, Atzvos of Akumos, etc., etc., Lo Yises Kapov, Lefisha Om Mistaklimbo, because it's going to create a Hesech Hadas. So I don't know why the Rambam, if you pardon the expression, drops the ball when it comes to Balmum, but be that as it may, the Rambam in Shesuyayin and in Kohen Oved Avodah Zarah and a Meshumad, the Rambam seems to assume that all the psulim that apply in Avodah L'Sharso apply in Nesias Kapayim as well. So again, from the perspective of the Rambam, I'm not sure how he's going to reconcile the sugya in Tainus with the psak. I understand where the Rambam is coming from. The Rambam is coming from the psak that comes from Sota, and just like we passed yeshiva as a maisa avoda, maisa bracha, that's unacceptable. So too, and that's based on what? On the equation to avoda. So the Rambam takes it one step further. He says even the Psul Gavra is going to be derived from Lisharso, from the Beis HaMikdash, and the Avoda on the Mizbeach. But I would submit to you that Tosis, on the other hand, who goes out of his way to say that a Balmum is Kashal in the Sias Kapayim, and that a Kohen Meshumad, if he does Tshuva, is Kashal in the Sias Kapayim, and any sort of a psul that's derived from the equation to Lisharso is only Derabbanan. Tosus would maintain against the Rambam that the equation to Avoda to Lisharso in the Sias Kapayim, that's only as far as the Maisa Lisharso is concerned, as far as the Bracha and the Tzuras HaBracha. But as far as Psul Gavra is concerned, no. That's all Derabbanan. And if you ask Tosus, why is it so important that a Shuyayin should not duchen? The answer is because what happens to a person when he drinks wine? He's mevubel b'daito. He won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah properly of bestowing the bracha. So the Rabbanan said, we're not going to accept his bracha. We're going to disqualify him, but only the Rabbanan, and the equation to Nazir is only the Rabbanan. It's an asmach to be able to prove that. Otherwise, if the equation were Doraisa, Hekish Gomer, what would also be excluded?
Chartzon.
And therefore, Tosus would maintain that this equation to Avoda to pasul the gavra is completely the rabbanan, and the rabbanan are going to say when he's pasul and when he's kosher. So, for example, in the case of al-mumim, the rabbanan are not going to pasul him. They're going to say, well, certain mumim are going to create esek hadas. They're going to interfere with the bracha, the kiyum ha-bracha, and therefore we're going to disqualify him. But it's not a psul gavra of al-mumim.
I just didn't quite understand what the Rambam's view is on Shasuya Yayin. I mean, he said that so if you've murdered or you've done a Avodah Zorah, you're banned for life.
Right.
Is he also saying that somebody who, a Kohen that's just once drunk wine, is banned for life?
No. He's saying he's posel in the same way that he's posel of his Be'ach, he's posel here as well. Correct? So let's look at the Rambam once more.
Just
want to see 1 second. The Rambam says, Kohen, Sha'avad Avodah Zorah, etc., etc. He says, Einar Noses Kap of Leolam. And how does he prove this? He says that since it says with regard to Avodah L'Sharso, and here it says in Birchas Kohen La'avdo, I'm sorry, L'Sharso U'Levarech Bishmo. Therefore, since this Kohen Sha'avad Avodah Zorah is excluded from L'Sharso in the Mizbeach in Avodas HaKorban, he's therefore ipso facto posel for Nesias Kapayim. So that all the Mefarshim say, it seems that the Rambam took this equation to L'Sharso, the Hekesh of Rav Nosson, to its logical conclusion to generate a psul. In other words, if the Rabbanan wanted to posel an idol worshiper, again, it's hard for me to believe that an idol worshiper would want to be Noses Kapov, but if he wants to do tshuva and he wants to be Noses Kapov, why would we exclude him? But the Rambam says that that's our luck that's derived, and we saw in Bias Miglish as well, and he saw in his back as well, from Avodas HaKarbonos. In other words, the Rambam took the equation to Avodas HaKarbonos not only in terms of the Tzuras HaBracha, right, what we call the Avoda itself, the L'Sharso, but even as far as the qualification of the Kohen. And the Psul Gavra of Kohen is going to be fashioned in the Nesias Kapayim as a mirror image borrowed from the Psul Kohen in the Avoda on the Mizbeach. And that's okay. I mean, I would not object to the Rambam from the perspective of our Sugyan Sota, but I would object to the Rambam, and it seems like there's a whole literature about this, to try to understand the Rambam from the perspective of Sugyan Tainus. Because the Sugyan Tainus assumes that the equation to Avodah is only an Asmachta. It shouldn't be taken as a Hekish Gomur with a Din Doraisa. And therefore I would submit to you, Rabbosai, that Tosis, as opposed to the Rambam, would fit very beautifully into our structure and into our framework. And therefore Tosis is not willing to disqualify a Kohen for Nesias Kapayim simply by virtue of the fact that he's disqualified for the Avodah on the Mizbeach. And a Balmum, therefore, is kosher according to Tosis. Tosis says, as we saw in Masechta Tainus, that just like a Balmum is kosher, so too a Kohen Shehemir Daso is kosher. Obviously, after he did Tshuva, he can be Noses Kappa, even though such a Kohen would be excluded from L'Sharso. And that's all because of the Gemara's conclusion of Hekesh Lekula Asmachta Dirabona Ninhu. And therefore, if we ask ourselves the following question, a Shasu Yayin, who's possibly Avodas Mizbeach Midoraisa, would he be possible therefore Lebirchas Kohen Midoraisa? And the answer is, it depends upon the machlokas between Tosis and the Rambam. According to Tosis, there's no reason to go that far. The whole Psul of Shasu Yayin is only the Rabbanan. The equation to Nazir is only an Asmachta. The Rambam, on the other hand, who took this equation to Avodah very seriously, would pasul Shasu Yayin Midoraisa the same way he's possibly Avodah San Mizbeach. And that seems to be the way the Rambam formulates it. That all these categories of pasul, which the Rambam codifies in Perek Tes Vav, all of which are derived from L'Sharso, the equation to Avodah San Mizbeach, are all Doraisa. Again, the question that remains outstanding, and that's the question that you'll find all this literature on, is how to reconcile the Rambam with the Sugya in Masechta Tainus. Now, there's an unbelievable chiddush here in the Mishnah Berurah, regarding a Kohen who is Mechal Shabbos to Farhesi. And this, as you all know, is a very contemporary halachic issue. Should we exclude a Kohen from Duchenin because he's Mechal Shabbos? And the Mishnah Berurah says yes. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch first, and then the comment of the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch writes, and this all reflects the Rambam, until we get to the Yesh Omer, at least. He writes, Mumer l'avodas halilim lo yisas kapov. I would add one word here to the Shulchan Aruch, liolam. Liolam. It's irretractable. The Yesh Omerim, shem osa tshuva nosei kapov. So the first sheet reflects the sheet of the Rambam, and the Yesh Omerim reflects the sheet of Tosfos. The Mishnah Berurah writes, V'cheinu mumar l'chal Shabbos b'farhesi. Da'areyu k'avodas k'lilim, the Oved avodas k'lilim, v'lo yisa es kapov. And he's therefore excluded from the siyas kapayim. Now, in order to analyze this, what I'd like to do with you is to take a look at the original source for the psul of a Kohen who's Oved Avodas Kalilim with regard to the Avodas HaMizbech. That's the original. Again, the Rama might say, well, if he's Posel and Mizbech, then the same dinim and psul will apply to the Siyas Kapayim as well. But if you go back to the original, then we'll see if there's any hint or indication that the din of Mechal Shabbos Parfarhesia is the same as the din of Obed Avodas Kalim. So the source for this halach is the Mishnah at the end of Masechet Menachos on Daf Kuf Tes. The Mishnah writes, Hakonim Sheshimshu Bebeis Chanyo. We're talking about the Oved Avodas Zorah, and they used to try to employ the Kohanim to do the Sherus, these idol worshippers, is lo yishamshu the migdash shel Yushalayim. Beis Chanyo, which is Avodah Zarah, and Yushalayim are antithetical, mutually exclusive. And then the Mishnah writes, v'chein kelim, means klei sharesh, and yishamshu behen, sham, in the process of the cult of Avodah Zarah, lo yishamshu behen the migdash li'olam, El Yignos. Fine. So we have now the source for the psul, and the Gemara, the Mishnah itself, quotes a pasuk for the Shenemar, Lo Yalu Kohenei Abomos El Mizbach Hashem Yushalayim. And that's codified by the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Migdash, Perek Tes Halacha, Halacha Yudin. Now, the Rambam says that the psul of Kohen Ha'oved Avodah Zarah L'Migdash applies, says the Rambam, even after he does tshuva. Again, the Rambam's language here is Afal Pisha Satshuva, he's possible. Now let's just think what the chiddush of this Rambam is. In other words, my Havamina and the Rambam's Maskot. The Havamina would be that a Kohen who worshipped Avodah Zarah, or he was a Meshuvah L'Avodah Zarah, and now he does Tshuva, he should be Kosher Mizbech. Why is the Oved Avodah Zarah considered Posel Mizbech? After all, we have a halach of a mumar. A mumar is someone who violates the entire Torah. Like my father used to tell the story back in his town. You know, again, it's hard to imagine this, but back in Europe, in certain towns, and let's say it was always that way, but especially amongst Hasidish Shtetlach, a mumar was unusual. He was... So there was one guy who was boasting about the fact that he was a mumar, he was an apikurus, back in my father's town. and the Rav called him in, and he pronounced in front of the Rav that I violated the entire Torah. So the Rav says, every single last mitzvah? He says, well, if you give me a mitzvah that I haven't violated, I'll do it right now. So he says the Torah prohibits suicide. So that's called a mumar. A mumar is a denier, and he violates the entire Torah. Here, in the Mishnah in Menachos, we're talking about a whole new chiddush. We're talking about someone who was a meshumad li'ov la'avodas avodas zara. He was mishareis in Beis Chanyo. It could very well be that he observes the other mitzvahs. There's an isolated avera which elevates him to the status of what? Even though it's only one avera, Havi? Of a mumar. Why? Because a mumar, la'avodas zara, is a mumar l'kol haTorah kula. And that, in fact, is the sugya in Masechet Chulin on Daf Hey. You'll see it on the bottom of your page. It's a whole long sugya there about psul shchita and so forth and so on. A mumar is psul shchita. We can't eat from his shchita. And the Gemara says that a mumar li'oved avodah zara has the same status as a mumar l'kol haTorah kula. In other words, avodah zara means a denial of the entire 613. And it generates the status of a mumar l'kol haTorah kula. So that I don't understand the Rambam, because how could the Rambam say that a kohen she'avad avodah zara, he was a meshuvad l'avodah zara, even if he does tshuva, he's puzzled in his back? Why should he be puzzled in his back? You'll tell me that he was a mumar. Fine, he was a mumar and he's a rasha and everything terrible. But that's only before he does tshuva. But after he does tshuva, he's no longer mumar. We never found that a mumar who does tshuva is a mumar. In fact, the Sugya in Sanhedrin recommends a certain process, you know, how he should do tshuva in order to reinstate himself into the community of Israel. And once he does so and he fulfills the laws and requirements of tshuva, then he's no longer a mumar. He's not a rasha. For example, the Gemara has a kiddush, and a man says to a woman, "Arei mekudeshes li al menasha nitzadi." And the Gemara says that even if we know that he violated the entire Torah, including avodah zara, chayshina lekiddushin. Why should a hearer tshuva believer? In other words, even if he's a mumar, he might be a tzaddik. If he does tshuva, a tshuva will reinstate his status as a tzaddik. So why is it that the Rambam postulates here that even if he does tshuva and he removes from himself the shame mumar, that nevertheless he's considered posel as a kohen, he can no longer serve on the mizbech, and that's li'olam, it's irretractable, even though he removes his shame rasha by doing tshuva? So the conclusion that we have to derive here is that the psul of Oved Avodah Zorah or Meshuvad Avodah Zorah is a separate category. It doesn't, it's not engendered by the shame mumris. For example, we have in Behemos, in Karbonos, we have Halach of Mukta or Nevad. Let's say if somebody worshipped this animal, like the Hindus worship animals, right? Or Mitzrayim did. Or even Mukta Avodah Zorah, who is designated as an animal for the service of Avodah Zorah, Mukta v'Nevad is Pasul Mizbeach, it can no longer come on the Mizbeach. Now what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that the animal is guilty of rishus? The animal is not an Oved Avodah Zorah. There's no mumris or rishus in an animal. The animal's a lav bar das. El what? There's a certain kind of psul that's chal because it's, shall we say, mo'us l'mizbeach. It's despicable to bring something that was connected to idol worship and now serve God. You took the same object and you designated it for a different kind of avodas hakarbonos, and now you want to transfer it and use it for our avodas hakarbonos la'avdil. That you can't do. That's called mo'us l'mizbeach. Those of you who are with me when we learned Lulav HaGozel, you remember that if you took an Asherah that was used and designated for Avodah Zorah, you can't use it for the Dalet Minim, you can't take a Lulav off the Asherah tree. And the Gemara says, why? in the third parak of Sukkah because of Mos. It's Mos for a mitzvah. Here too, in Kachim, in Mizbeach, there's a halacha of Mos leMizbeach. And the halacha of Mos leMizbeach applies not only to a behemoth that's being brought as a korban, it belongs, it relates to the Kohen, who's also Mos leMizbeach, in doing the avodah. But in any event, it's certainly a separate psul. It applies even, says the Mishnah in Menachos, to Kalim. Kalim, once again, you know, a Kali that was used in the context of Avodah Zarah is not a Rasha. You can't blame the Kli. You can't call him a Mumar. And yet it's possible. The answer is that this Kli, once it was used for Avodah Zarah, it changes. And once that change, that impact is made, the Kli is antithetical to the Mizbeach. It's repulsive to the Mizbeach. That's called Mos. And the same thing, says the Rambam, applies to the Ovid of Avodah Zarah. The difference being, if you would say it was Mumris and Rishus, that's a temporary psul. A person is a Rasha today, tomorrow he does tshuva, and he removes the status of Rishus and Mumris. But if you're going to say it's halacha in the object, it's inherent, it's essential, it's permanent in the object has transformed itself into something that's Mos leMizbeach, is that's a change. Once that change was made, once that impact as a result of Avodah Zarah was made, that's permanent, and the Rambam says that even Tshuva can't do us any good. In fact, Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam, as we said before, Tosfos in Zvachi, in Menachos, Tosfos in Tainus that we saw, and he says that even if he was a Meshuvah to Avodah Zarah, he could do Tshuva. So I thought that maybe Tosfos holds that what generates mumers, what generates the psul, according to Tosfos, of Kohen Sha'am and Avodah Zarah, is mumers. But if he does true, he's no longer a mumar. He's no longer a rush. But my Rebbe Rav Soloveitch didn't like that. He wanted to say, it was so clear to him, that the psul of Oved Avodah Zarah is an absolute psul that's permanent and irretractable, a change in the object, it's Moslem, is there. And he asked himself, therefore, how could Tosfos say that an Oved Avodah Zarah, Kohen Avodah Zarah, can become kosher, leMizbeach, Avodah Zarah, Karman, because he did Tshuva? So he wanted to quote the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, that he talks about Darkei HaTshuva in Perek Beis, I believe, Hilchos Tshuva, and he says, is Darko L'shanos HaShmo, that a person who does Tshuva should change his name. Today, changing your name could be complicated if you do it legally. But halachically, it's a little bit easier. You know, you can bang on the table in the Beis, you know, on the Shulchan in the Beis HaKnesses in front publicly, and then you wait 30 days and people start using the new name. We do it very often for Cholim. And we can do it for Bali Tshuva as well. Although, like, frankly speaking, I've never seen it done, but the Rambam advocates in favor. And Rambam adds the following words. Klomar, meaning what's the meaning of changing your name? Eni oso ha'isha asas ha'maisim ha'idim. I'm a different person. Tshuva changes the identity of the person. It's a new person. It's like Gerus, you know, upon is kikad shenolat dar upon kadosh is bolat. And if that be the case, maybe what Tosfos is arguing is, I agree with the Rambam that the halacha of psul, kohen shalav and avodah zarah, is a separate psul. It doesn't come under mumers. And that psul is irretractable. The kohen is always repulsive to the Beis HaMikdash. But we can do a shini hashem, and that is accomplished through tshuva. I don't know. To me, it sounds a little bit drushy. But in any event, what?
The Rambam would hold that in the Shinoi, he also loses his kahuna.
Right, maybe he's no longer Kohen. I don't know. You have to check it out. Can he eat the tshuva? Can he not eat tshuva? We have to know.
There's a difference between... the Rambam says that even though he does teshuva, he's not allowed to do anymore. But your examples of a keli or a behemah, where you say quite clearly they are incapable of doing it. It wasn't them in the first place. There's a difference between being incapable of doing teshuva and actually doing teshuva and it somehow not working. And they're not the same.
So again, according to Tosfos, you're right. If the Kohen does tshuva, then he reinstates himself as a Kohen. But the Rambam says he can't, so we're dealing with the Rambam. So the Rambam holds that since the halacha of Kohen Shavuot Avodah Zarah is identical in the Mishnah with a kli that was used for Avodah Zarah, then the Rambam says you can't say that it's two different dinim. You can't say that a kli is possible because it's a psul of Avodah Zarah, and the Kohen is possible because of mumrus and rishus, and therefore tshuva should help. The Rambam is arguing against Tosfos, and he's saying since these two are identical and they're brought down together, the Rambam codifies them together. You have a similar halacha in the case of Behemah Shenevad, that it's possible in Mizbeach. The Rambam holds that these are new categories of psul, and if the Rambam went as far as to say that tshuva is not going to help, if it was halacha of mumrus, then why shouldn't tshuva help? But the Rambam apparently holds that it's not the mumrus that is despicable here to the Mizbeach, because the mumrus is gone with tshuva.
Why doesn't the Rambam just say he cannot do tshuva? The Rambam doesn't say that.
Oh, chas v'shalom, Michael. I'm not saying he can't do tshuva. He can do tshuva, and he's obligated to do tshuva, and he will do tshuva, and he's a tzaddik gomer after he does tshuva. And now and then, so not dvarim. If you remind him that he used to worship Avodah Zarah,
his
full tshuva is super. The only halacha with tshuva doesn't work, to the best of my knowledge, is right here. What we're learning in the Rambam in Hilchas Vias Migdash, the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Tezvav, and Hilchas Nesias Kapayim, and that is that as far as Avodah is concerned, and the Rambam equates Nesias Kapayim with Avodah, if you recall, there's a new kind of psul. The new kind of psul is a historical fact that back in the day he worshipped Avodah Zarah, and in that sense he becomes posel begufo. You know, it's like a stigma that you can never remove. You know, like we say in the Leil HaSeder, Mitchila Hayu Avoseinu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That's all Terach Avi Avram. The Rambam holds that even Avram Avinu was Ovdei Avodah Zarah. It's interesting. Had Avram Avinu been a Kohen, and that's the question: how do you work out the Avodah of the Akedah according to the Rambam? Meaning, if you take two Rambams together, namely the Rambam in Hilchas Bias Migdash, that even if he does tshuva, once he was over the Zohar, he can't bring a karmon. And you take the Rambam in Hilchas Avodas Kochavim, when the Rambam writes that Avram Avinu was an Oved Avodas Kochavim, and the question is, how do you put this all together? It was a bummer, maybe it doesn't have the same psul. I don't know that a Kohen on a bummer is kosher if he was on a bummer. Even an Oved Azozo, you know that for a fact? I'm not holding a kosher.
I don't know.
I'm trying to learn a little nosher, you know, but not kosher. In any event, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah establishes the following. This is a sugya on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. A Kohen who worshipped Avodah Zarah, let's say he was a Kohen HaMashares in Beis Chanya. So the Gemara wants to know there are four Avodos. What's the first of the four?
Shechita.
So the Gemara goes back and forth, vacillates. What's the status of a Kohen who shechted a karban for Avodah Zarah in Beis Chanya, but the other Avodos he wouldn't touch? And the Gemara comes to the following conclusion, fascinating, that Shechita lav Avodah, and therefore his halacha is that the psul that normally applies to a Kohen HaOved Beis Chanya is lifted. And I ask myself the following question, in Hilchas Mumrus, in Hilchas Rishus, as far as the Aveir of Avodas Kochav, is there any difference between a Kohen who's Mekabel Adam in the Kli in Avodah Zarah in Beis Chanya, or a Kohen who was shechted the carbon to Avodah Zarah? There's no difference whatsoever. He's Chayav Misa for this, he's Chayav Misa for that, he's a Mumer L'Kol Torah for this, he's a Mumer L'Kol Torah for that. But the answer is the Gemara reflects the Shita Sarama at this point. Namely, the psul of Kohen Avodah Zarah is not mumrus. If it was mumrus, there would be no difference between Shechita and all the other Avodos. They're all mumrus. They're all the same level of rishus without any hair's breadth of difference. The only difference is, as far as the psul is concerned, when you're talking about the Avodah Poselis HaKarmon, that somehow has an impact, so the Gemara has psukim to establish that if this Avodah is not recognized by the Torah as Avodah, then that special, unique psul of a Kohen or Oved of a Zarah doesn't apply. But again, you see, it's a unique psul. It's not a look of what? Of Mumrus. Oh. So what do I want to come back to? To the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that a Kohen who's Mechal Shabbos Befar Hesya is disqualified for Nesias Kapayim. So the Rav Zichron Levracha told us that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, his father, said, Mehechites, has the Mishnah Berurah no such thing? Oh, said Rav Moshe, the Mishnah Berurah must have derived it. There are no tziyunim in this Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't tell you where he got it from. He just writes what was the language of the Mishnah Berurah. For who I did, what was his language?
For chen.
For chen. What do you mean the chen? Why the chen? It's not so chenifik, but that's where the ches. And the answer is because the Mishnah Berurah understood from the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Hey,
literally,
that Mumar is not just Mumar Lekala Torku, who violates all the 613, minus Ma'abi, that's what it does. Mumar is not someone only who worships Avodah Zarah, but even someone who's Machal Shabbos for a Hesh is a Mumar. And how does the Mishnah Berurah know that? Because the Gemara says it explicitly. The Gemara says, Mumal avodas kochavim, etc. Lenisuf, blah blah blah. Umechal shabosus b'faresia is also a mumar. He also is denying HaKadosh Baruch as the creator of the universe. Okay, this guy worships avodas zara. This guy denies God as the creator of the universe. But if he's a public desecrator of avodas zara of Shabbos, then the same halach of mumar that applies for his posel l'shchita, he has a din of a mumar, he's not part of Klal Yisrael, he can't count him in a minion, he can't testify in a court of law, blah, 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 blah. All those halachs of mumaris are engendered by Chil Shabbos b'Faresya, and that equates a Chil Shabbos b'Faresya with an Ovid Avodah Zarah as far as Chaloy Shein Mumaris is concerned. The rishus of Mumaris is engendered by Machal Shabbos for Faresia no less than it's engendered by Avodah Zarah. Said Rav Moshe, okay, I'm not going to deny that. The Mishnah Berurah has a good case. If the psul of Kohen Linesias Kapayim in the case of Avodah Zarah formulated by the Mishnah in the Nochus and the Raman Hilchus Bias Isur of Mizbeah was based and predicated on what? On Mumaris, then the Mishnah Berurah is 100% correct. But if on the other hand, the psul of Oved Avodah Zarah is like the psul, as the Mishnah compares it, to a kli that was used for Avodah Zarah and Beis Chanya, or like a behemah that was used on the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah. And it's a luck of Mos, the Mizbeach, it can't be used for our Avodah, because it was used for a different Avodah. And that halacha extends itself even after the Oved Avodah Zarah, the Kohen does tshuva. Says the Rambam, even if he does tshuva, it's not going to help him because the psul is inherent. He's Muslim is bad. And it's irretractable. Has nothing to do with Mumaris. If it was engendered by Mumaris and Shem Rishus, then tshuva would certainly help. Tshuva removes all dinim of Mumaris and Rishus. Ah, he must say, said Rav Moshe, how then could we have the audacity, the inverted commas, to extend this to the case of Machal Shabbos Faresia? Machal Shabbos Faresia is not Muslim Mizbeach. He wasn't doing an act that's antithetical to Mizbeach. Again, I'm not going to give him shishi, I'm not going to eat from his baked goods because it's Machal Shabbos Faresia. He's a Mumar L'Kol HaTorkula, granted. If the halacha of Sulam Mizbeach was Mumaris, then Echinami, the Mishnah Berurah, would be correct. But since the halacha, as we proved from the Rambam, is not, and the Mishnah in Menachos would seem to indicate that, is the psul of Kohen Shavuot Avodah Zarah L'Mizbeach is not a psul of Mumaris, therefore we have no right to extend it to the Nesias Kapayim. And the Rav told us that his father, as a matter of fact, would encourage Sabbath desecrators to be Nesias Kapayim. Why? Because he felt that that was a way of like bringing them in. That, you know, they should remember that they're part of the Jewish community and that they're Kohanim, and hopefully they'll stop doing what they do and being Mechal Shabbos B'Faris. So what are we up to for next year? If you have page 2 of the Maror Makomos, there's a very strange story in the Gemara in Sota Lamites. And the Talmidim asked Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, what schus do you have that you live to such an old age? And he answered, because, amongst many different things, because I was always mevarech when I was no seyas kap. Elazar ben Shemua was a kohen, and he was mevarech. And the Gemara says, my mevarech? Asher kitshanu v'kdushasa v'tzivanu mevarech samu yisroel. So the question I want to ask you is, the obvious question is, for that he gets an accolade, you know, he gets a talash, as we call it, because he was Mavarek. When was the last time you met a Kohen who wasn't Mavarek? Every Kohen is Mavarek. So I was thinking to myself, maybe it means that he established the bracha. Historically, he was the one who formulated the bracha. But that's very difficult to say such a thing, because every mitzvah requires a bracha. And therefore, we're going to go ahead and say, with regard to all the Ramach mitzvahs, I say that this guy gets a talash and he's going to live a longer yarn wide because he established the bracha. And this guy, the Gemara tells the story, is I think it's at Sanhedrin, if I remember correctly, about Shmuel HaKotan, that he formulated the Birchas Lam Al Shinim. Where is it?
Brachas.
In Brachas? In Brachas. Okay, so from now on, you know, let's give out, what do they call it? Phi Beta Kappa, you know, you were the one who initiated the bracha. What's going on over here? So, B'li Neder, that's what I'd like to do in the next year. We'll try to go through the halachas of brachas, the brachas on mitzvah. It's going to be a nice discussion in Mitzvah Hashem. And thank you very much.
The question of a Kohen Shaharag in a war.
Right. Have you got the chance to look at the
war? The Rav says that the Pasan's like the Rambam. Against Tosfos.
Right, but I always thought that the Rambam is talking about a case of Ritzicha. In other words, the Avera. The Rambam writes the following.
He says Harag is a Nefesh.
No, but he says Avera Ketzah. I don't know if you think I don't know if it's on the page. Avera Ketzah, Korach HaHag is a Nefesh. So I thought the Rambam was talking about a Hariga, which is an Avera. If you turn that Hariga to a mitzvah, meaning, what's the Rambam saying? No, look, I'll give you an example. There's a mitzvah, Lo Sechai Kol Neshama, to destroy Zion Am. The mitzvah to destroy Amol. And the Rambam codifies all these mitzvahs in Hilchos Malach. Are we going to say that a Kohen who fulfilled that mitzvah is possibly Avodah? Is possibly Nesias Kapayim?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe yes. But I'm just saying what I would have said is that if you're basing your conclusion on this Rambam, the Rambam is calling it Avera Ketzah. In fact, I would go even a step further. This again, I'm going on this. I'm really arguing with my Rebbe here, because if you look at the Rambam, he says Afilu Bishkog. The Rambam doesn't say Afilu Ba'ones. So leave out the military campaign. I'm saying, what about a case of an onus? A man, again, you have to know the laws of Yehard Val Yavra, but let's say a man was forced to kill someone. In such a way that
self defense.
Okay, that's interesting. I didn't even think of it. I was already building castles in the sky here. But you're right. That's a simple case. Forget about all anything I wanted to think of. Is that called an avera? No. The answer is that's onus. So if the Rambam went out of his way to go as far as shogun, where there's a maisa avera, but he didn't go as far as onus is concerned, it means the Rambam is looking for a maisa avera. In the case of a someone who's fulfilling this mitzvah, that mitzvah, I would not classify that as a maisa avera. So again, I don't know. I didn't hear the shia from the Rambam, you know. So I don't know what he said. He must have said something, because I don't. In fact, I don't have the Rambam here in Hilchos Tshuva, but if you open up the first Rambam, the Perikop Lachal Tshuva, the Rambam says, you know, call over Avera, right? I'm skipping a few words, which I'll come back to in just a sec, because those are the key words, is Kishiyoshuv Chayv Lizvados Lefnei Hashem. What did I skip? Bain B'mezid, Bain V'shorim. So I think it's the Noda B'yud, if I'm not mistaken, who says, who's Chayim in Tshuva? Someone who violates the Torah law, Bain B'mezid, Bain V'shorim. The Rambam doesn't say onus. Side a whole shtick of Torah, what does it mean? Al Chetcha, Katano Fenecha, the onus, and the Ratzon. I have a whole drush. But be that as it may, the Rambam limits it to Shogeg. So at least the Noda B'yud is very meticulous when he reads the Rambam, and when the Rambam says Bein B'mezid, Bein B'onus, Bein B'shogeg, it means Lafuke Onus. And I think if you look in the Sefer Sefer Maftech in the back of Frankel, I didn't get a chance to do so, but I think he also makes that diuk here in the Rambam as far as the Nesias Kapayim, and the Rambam says Shogeg but not Onus. And if you look in the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says V'nena, the Shulchan Aruch Gemara, which is on page 1. He says v'inenas. You see that? It's about the 3 sources up from the bottom of the page.
Yeah,
1, 2, 3, 4 sources up from the bottom.
Right.
After he quotes the Machlokes in the Rambam Tosfos, he writes v'inenas l'divrei hakotnos kapo. So again, I'm not saying the Rav has to, you know, has to agree with the Shulchan Aruch, but my impression is the Shulchan Aruch went out of his way to tell us that the Rambam himself was machmir in the case of tshuva. That's only because he violated the shogeg. But if he violated the ones, so I make a kal v'chomer. If ba'ones is kosher with the Sias Kapai, that's more so if it was b'mitzvah, you know, the Torah commands him to do. So I don't know. Again, you know.
And you see Rav Herschel again.
Yeah, we read this. My cat. I would ask him this question. It's probably based on the shiur of Rav Dave, so he probably developed it. Now, there's a Yortzeit shiur in Shiur L'Zecher Avraham Mori, which I was able to go through one paragraph, which I gave out in the Marvin Comus about a week or two ago, if you recall.
Yeah.
And maybe I didn't get a chance to go through that. It's a gigantic Yortzeit
shiur. About which? About this?
About the Sias Kapayim. So I'm wondering if somewhere there he touches on this issue. I didn't bring it in today. It's actually sitting on my desk in Harno. Okay. It's not about my voice. It's, if you find it, it's Hashem Zaveda.
Why are they so upset about Beis Hanya? Because they always bear things about it. They had a time in history where the Beis HaMikdash was being shaved up with Stukim, and then these Jews in Alexandria, real Kohanim, they put together a thing where they could serve God, and everybody, and they were clearly doing it for a Kodesh Baruch, so they weren't making up idols and stuff like that.
Where? In Beis HaMikdash?
Beis HaMikdash was done with the best of intentions.
So let me look it up again. I think the answer to your question is that there were two movements in Beis Hanya. At one point, when they turned it into Avodah Zarah, they employed the Kohen in Dafka.
I don't know, actually paid them off. I'm only thinking of the stage when they started.
So let me look it up. I think they developed into Avodah Zarah at some point.
Okay, that could be. I'm not that.